Likely or may.
All right. And what is the word for a trench that's cut by a plow?
Furrow.
And how do you say if you had a goodly amount of wheat? We raised a big
crop of wheat.
And to take away the shrubs and bushes and trees on the land, you'd say we
cleared the land.
And do you have a word for after you've raised one crop of clover or grass?
Rotate a crop.
And if you cut it, that's fine. But what about if you're talking about, say, Mr. made hay, and then some more grew, and he said, well, we're going to have a
second crop.
All right. And
another cutting is all right.
Another cutting, all right. And what about a bundle if you have wheat and you put it in a little bundle?
Shock of wheat.
Do you have a word for a smaller amount that you might put together into a shock?
Let's see.
I mean, maybe a shock is the smallest amount that
I
you
don't
can think
so.
Of.
I think a shock is
the
several
smallest.
Bundles, but I can't think of what.
Maybe
kind
it's
of
just bundles.
Bundles, all I know.
All right. And what measure? You don't say I have 40 gallon of wheat. You say I have 40
bushels.
And what is the term that you use for when you separate the oats, the grain, from the rest of
Chaff.
It? The other stuff is called shaft. And what is the operation that's done when they're taken apart? The oats?
Thrashing the...
All right. And every year, the oats, it's done in a certain month. How would you say that?
Harvest.
All right. And use that word thrashed again.
We thrash the wheat, or harvest the wheat in a certain month.
All right. And if you're describing the threshing business, you say... the oats, every year the oats
are thrashed in
October. All right. And if there's something that the two of us are to do, you'll say
we will do that together.
All right. And mention the pronoun for both of us.
You and I will
do and that. They are going to come to do something for the two of us
for us.
And mention two pronouns.
You and I.
Are they going to come and do it for?
You and me is
all
what
right.
I should have
all
said.
Right. And what about to refer to the job? This job is not just for me or just for you. It's for
both of us.
And your husband, and you plan to go to see someone, and you phone them and you say, use the pronoun, the two of us, you'd say.
May the two of us, or both of us, come to see you.
Don't ask them, just tell them you're coming, and use the pronouns now. Say they had asked you repeatedly, and you phone say, yes, well.
My husband and I would like to, but you said
the pronoun.
Use the pronoun.
Right.
You and I would like.
Your pronoun about your husband, though. Not
he.
Yes.
Oh. He and I would love to come to see
you. All right. And if you're telling someone that they're coming over here and you say they're coming to see...
coming to see him and me.
Right. And if someone calls you on the telephone and they don't recognize your voice and you say,
it is I.
And talking about Mr. It is
he,
or you're the maid, you would say
it is she.
And talking about several people you've been waiting for them, and finally here they are, and so you say
it is they.
All right. And he isn't, you're talking about the relative height of your little granddaughter, and